see. I noticed that lately all them constellations been looking like me. Been looking like me. Inspired to shine, inspired nigga. To shine. Inspired to dream. Inspired to dream. I think of my life and I feel like I'm gonna be as good as I'm seeing. Coming up, I dreamt of the checks I've been running up. I sat on my bed writing lyrics and songs. I will practice them all, but it won't enough. I wanna perform, I wanna call. Seeing the back to me, stadium loud. I'm missing cross, signing up, getting down. And call up and look at it.
Yo, that chica.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome to Bruising Banter Podcast, where the topic is the rocket and the brew. Well, that'd be the fuel. And I'm your host, Rob G. And with me, as always, the legendary Brew Crew. What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
What's going on, everyone?
What up, Lou Belgium?
How y'all doing? I'm good. We are down the man today. Shout out to 302 Yoda.
Enjoy your time off, sir.
Yeah, hanging out in them streets.
Mm-hmm. He said he got some beers for us. He got some beers in him.
Remember to do the opposite of Future, mask on still.
Yes, mask on. Mm-hmm. Mask on, 6 feet. Yes.
But I'm sure that the summer, that's probably going to be the anthem of the summer, though. I'm sure.
Mask off.
It's gonna be top of the game.
He need to trademark. I hope he trademarked it already, because it's definitely gonna be trademarked.
Yes. Yeah.
This is episode 111 of Bruising Banter.
111.
38 of our social distancing series.
Get it, Rob. You on a roll. sounds good to me.
Whatever.
So we do have a special guest with us today. We have Mina from
Fernway.
I don't do German.
We are Americans here. It is Fernway.
Oh, you want to welcome? She can tell us.
Welcome, Mina.
Welcome, Mina. Thank you for coming on.
And the crazy thing is, my last name is German, so it should be in my blood, right?
Nope.
It's roll off the tongue,
I don't. I mean, I probably
it's not your responsibility, Rob.
After a while, because I was saying it wrong all this time. So once she told me,
yeah,
exactly what it was.
It's just because we learned what the true name was like 5 minutes ago. So if it had been a couple days ago, we would have been fine. But you know,
yeah, because even on the website it says how to pronounce it, but I still said it wrong when I saw it written out. Mm-hmm. So
it's all right.
Well, once again, we want to welcome you to the podcast. I'll give you another round of applause.
Welcome. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate you.
Really glad to be here. Glad to have like
awesome
during COVID.
Yes.
I've been missing.
Yes. Have you?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna want to learn all about what you've been missing, why you've been missing out, what you've been missing out on, all of that.
Like always, before we get into it, we always like to know what everybody is drinking today. So, what are we drinking today? Mina, what are you drinking today?
So, I'm kind of going into this, like, Cali new vibe of the hard kombuchas. It's morning, mind you. It's 10 a.m. So, I'm starting my brunch phase.
Gotcha.
The Moonshine hard kombucha.
Can you put it a little closer?
There we go. I thought she said that too.
Wait, you thought I said moonshine?
Yes. What kind of beer is this? Moonshine is an interesting name too, though.
So tell us about some of those flavors. What's going on with that?
So this one's the honey, ginger, and lemon. Super smooth. It has a 6% ABV. Yeah, I mean, it's a great brunch drink, like that and a cider. Later on, I'll put a sour in because I know Lou loves his sours. I've been on the podcast.
Did her homework.
I'm ready to drink with you guys. Like I said,
cheers. Yes.
When you drink that, what you said, honey, lemon, and ginger? Is that what you said?
Ginger, yes.
What's more pronounced to you?
Hold on.
Oh.
Extra little sip.
She said, oh, yeah, you ain't going to ask me all these questions.
I think probably the lemon probably. No.
Ginger.
Oh, okay. Probably for sure. The ginger.
Yeah, ginger for real, very strong. Yeah.
When you wash it down, you get the honey and lemon, but like.
Okay.
Ginger first is what off, you first on the palate. It's your tongue first, right? Definitely. Nice.
That's nice. So as we do on the podcast, we rate the beers as pass me another. I'll have just one or keep it in the cooler. How would you rate that June Shine?
Pass me another during brunch.
Oh, there you go. Very specific.
Specific time of day.
Got it. I'm
one of those people who like I drink based on my mood and like the set, like.
Yeah. So the good thing is you would bring that to a brunch setting. Like if somebody was having something at a house gathering kind of thing, you'd be like, "Yo, hey, here's my contribution." You'd bring it.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
Right. That's nice.
You know, I never had hard kombucha. So how exactly? I've got to find out how hard kombucha.
What's the difference, made. Rob? Is it just alcohol and not?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. One is alcohol. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, when they put that hard in there, they always like hard cider.
Yeah. Right. Right. I understand. I mean, gotcha.
Got that. But I've never had. Maybe I need to try it then.
I've never had kombucha either way. Hard or hard or non-hard. What is it? Soft?
I don't know.
You can start that.
How about you do your research before you ask anybody else?
That's why I asked you guys. That's why I asked y'all. Hopefully y'all knew. Y'all don't. I got to do my own research.
I think it's going to be just called kombucha.
Right.
That's soft. No. Okay. All right.
Hard, no chaser.
Hey guys, I like to drink some soft kombucha. I am the designated driver today.
Oh, okay. Whatever that doesn't is.
Work. Doesn't work? Yeah, right. The waiter's like, what are you talking about, dude?
Yeah.
All right. Lou, what are you drinking today?
Oh, my turn. Let's go. I still am drinking, working on the Bougie Beer Girl gift that she gave me. So today, I have the Cultural Divide. It's a blue blackberry and lime kettle sour saison. This is the can, if you guys can see that. Can you see that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Blackberry, blueberries and all that stuff in there. It's very, very good. This is what it looks like here.
Look at that joint. Yeah,
it looks really, really purple. Really purple. I like purple. So
purple haze.
Yep. It's it's in a 1-pint can. It's 6.2% alcohol by volume. This is from Hall Rivers, H-A-W is Hall, H-A-W River Farmhouse Ales. And yeah, pass me another. I like these. Sour. I can't pronounce the name, but it's out of North Carolina. Some city in North Carolina that starts with S-A-X. Sax. Mm-hmm. It's in North Carolina, man. It's in North Carolina. Cheers to that city and how y'all motherfuckers pronounce that name. That's bullshit. I'm going to text the name. I'll put it in the chat. Somebody know it. Y'all tell me. Pass me another.
I know you're right. I said it.
I know. I don't know if you did it already. You probably did.
Yeah. Deb, what are you drinking?
Well, I took it to a favorite place of ours, Montclair Brewing in Montclair, New Jersey. I went with the White House Honey Ale, Red Ale. They're 5.2 ABV. And the reason why I specifically picked this one today is because specifically current administration, speaking of White House, is killing it. He's 54 days in office, I think, to be exact, maybe a little bit more now, counting the weekend. But he's killing it on all fronts. He got that good COVID bill, trillion-dollar aid.
Got that stimmy ready to go. Sorry.
Hit. Just overall, you know, government affairs, you know, student loans are still on hold. You know what I mean? All that. So he's killing it. So this is a pass me another, not to just shout out the current administration. The beer itself is a great, great red ale. The taste is more.
That looks nice.
Honey in there. So it's delicious. So here's a pass me another.
Hey, Rob.
I'm going to go with a Sacks of Power Hall.
That's what you think that is?
Yeah. That's the closest I can think.
Wow. Wow. Okay, that's good. That's a good try. That's definitely a good try. But Rob, before we get to you, Mina, I have a question about your kombucha. Can I see it? What does it look like in the glass?
Oh, in the glass.
Oh, you missed that.
Did I?
You missed that. Yeah. She man, my not th- only drank it and bad, showed it.
You know I got bad Wi-Fi. That's nice. Okay. Thank you very much. Hey, Rob G.
Yes, sir.
What would you happen to be drinking on this week, sir?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, sir. I am drinking from Cajun Fire, the Pete Train Funk IPA, brewed with raspberries, raspberry puree, out of New Orleans.
New Orleans.
6.7% ABV, year-round raspberry refresher, richness with vivid citrus aroma surrounded by danky goodness. The union of flaked oats and Pilsner malts created a significant spiral of flavor. All aboard. Choo-choo!
Does it say choo-choo on it?
No, I put that in
there. Oh, you put that in there. Good job.
I'm on ride the train.
Ride the train, funk, milkshake.
Yep. Yeah.
What's it look like, Rob?
Nice raspberry colorish.
Yeah, oh, it's not too hazy, too. It's not that hazy.
Not super hazy. Especially to be because it said milkshake. So, but I didn't see
the right. Lactose. That's what I was thinking it's going to be have some lactose in it, right?
Maybe. Maybe it do. It didn't say.
But
it.
normally if it's milkshake, you can't see through that thing. But that's real clear considering a milkshake IPA.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a tribute to the historic Char Train Park. If that's wrong, I'm sure.
Pontchartrain, like Pontchartrain.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Put that in the chat. We could check.
Somebody will correct this.
I'll ask John how you pronounce it correctly. or somebody else from New Orleans. They might know. Oh, you said it all wrong, brother.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Lake Pontchartrain.
And cheers back at you, Kiana McCoy, in the chat.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I'm also drinking. I'm doubling up today. I got the Breakfasta Indiscretion from Wilmington Brew Works. It is an Irish oatmeal stout. Coming to the light. Since St. Patty Day is coming up, there it is right there. It'll be before our next show. So yeah.
If they had a beer award show and it was like best name, like that brewery, they'd be having at least a nomination. Like they at least get a nomination.
Right. Their name like off the pen. Like these are I like these type of stouts, especially if I'm drinking in the morning. And you can't drink all day if you don't drink in the morning on St. Patrick's Day. That's why these are like 4% or something like that. These are pretty light. Don't say it on camera. Okay. But they're normally smaller, not as heavy, easy drinking stouts, especially
these. Is that the only reason flavor of the stout for you?
No, I think I like them both. I like it that some stouts you got to be fully committed to go all in 11%, and then you be like, I'm not really 11% time right now.
It's not there, right? It's not that time of the day,
right? So it's like it's a good stout to have when you just want to have a stout, but not have a stout.
You ain't doing shit. You ain't doing shit after the day though. Double fisty.
but it's that's still light. I mean, that's six and four. That's only 10. That's light work. It's like
you can't even add that together. That average don't even get you to 10.
close enough. It's like 10.7, something like that. All right,
Nina, I think had a question.
Montclair's black owned, right?
Yes, husband and wife.
Fire. Well, how was the taste on that, Rob? I didn't hear that part. I missed out.
Sorry. Oh, Dev drinks craft beer. I had the Montclair.
Okay, no, she has two questions. She has two different questions.
Right. Oh, did she? I didn't hear that.
Oh yeah. Well, Cajun Fire is black owned as well.
Oh, dope. Oh, why am I drinking there? Oh, yeah.
But yeah, this is it has more raspberry flavor than a lot of things that said they're raspberry. You can definitely taste the raspberry, and that's not overwhelming, and it's not too sweet. You still get some of the bitterness from the being an IPA. It's definitely a good combo. They make good beers. So shout out to John and the whole crew over at Cajun Fire.
They definitely do.
Hopefully,
It was on my list of things to try today to put on the podcast today. So I'm glad you got it. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
Why? You did it too?
It's never good when it's four of us and we sharing, you know, not anymore.
I get with you. I mean, eventually we'll be back together.
I can't wait, man. I really can't wait. I like how we did our beer reviews back before this.
Technically, we probably could be together. I haven't seen most of you.
Right.
Well, I've always been social. Rob, I've always been social distancing from you. Every time I've seen you, Rob, I've been social distancing.
Right. But
yeah, I've kept my 6 feet from you, sir.
No, you Devin, haven't. Devin, photo shoot. Photo shoot, no.
COVID been a long ass damn time, yo. COVID been a long time. Yeah, I forgot about the photo. We did a photo shoot.
I was in Crescent Liquor Store right next to you like a month ago.
I had my whole mask on. I had my mask on and my hand sanitizer dealing with you, though, man.
I was handing you beer. Oh, look at this one, Lou.
I had my gloves on, guys. I was not trusting Dev.
It's all gravy. Whatever.
As soon as I can get vaccinated, I'll get vaccinated.
Yeah, I'm hoping by the end of the summer.
Yeah, let me know how that a la carte that choice in the vaccine that you pick. Let me know how that goes.
Bro, it's not you don't get a choice. You don't get
I know. Remember Rob? Remember Rob said he was gonna pick which one.
You do get a choice. If somebody says if you can ask for the bottle, if it's Johnson & Johnson, you don't want Johnson & Johnson or Merck or Moderna, you can say no, I'm good, and walk out, and then you go.
Well, that's okay. All right. All right. But with the back of the line, you made it sound like you was gonna a la carte that thing.
Well, no, because they all don't get the same ones. You gotta go to the place that
right. And what they're saying is take the one that's available to you whenever you can get it. But if you like Rob and you want to wait for the one that you want.
Right.
That's what I'm doing. I'm waiting for the one I want.
This is how you pronounce Saxapaha.
Man, Rod.
There you go. Man. He helped us out, Saxapaha. I mean,
yeah, thank you, Rod, but whoever lived there, sheesh.
I haven't decided which one I want yet, so there's that as well. But my wife had Pfizer, so household should have got it all at the same time anyway.
Did she have any reactions? Because I did the Moderna, and I've been fine. I only hit, it was swollen for a little bit, and that was it.
Did you do both of yours, Mina, or just the one?
Just the one. I haven't got
just the one.
No, okay. she has both of them. The first one, she was good. The second one, it hit her with I call it
COVID.
So it was like fake COVID. COVID.
Yeah, COVID.
She got hit with COVID. And I think took her down.
It was later out.
For 48 hours, but she was good. I mean, she was like back to normal. But they say, it's doing its job.
It definitely depends on the person, because I got a family member that took it and didn't got both of them and it's fine. Mm-hmm. And I had another family member that has both of them and that second one, like Erica, they were down for the count for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. But the family member that was fine was older.
Yeah, because the family member it is,
they'd be fine.
Their immune system, unfortunately, is not as robust. Robust. I sound right.
Because it's not robust, they're able to. That's confusing to me. Okay.
I agree.
The more robust it should be, the easier to be to fight off, and the least robust, the harder it would be to fight off.
Well, that's. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know. I know you're just the messenger.
Right. Yeah. I was watching it on TV. They were saying people who are older sometimes tend to not have as many symptoms because of. It's like anything. I guess because they're working overtime, which is funny because they said the kids is exactly the same, is the opposite, where why they don't have as much effect on the COVID because their immune system is they said their immune system is infancy, so they're not as robust. So I guess that is the reason. So if your immune system is robust, it will I don't know. All right, that's not why we're not here for COVID.
That's not right.
Okay, we'll let her say it. But it's right.
We do got our fourth member watching. What's up, yo?
What's up, yo?
What's up, yo?
Look, I know how to say beer garden.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's English and German. That's the same way.
Is it still the same way, even with the T?
I thought it was with the I-E-R. I-E-R is still beer, ain't it?
Yeah, that part.
Beer.
Go to Garten.
Beer Garten.
Yeah, is it Garten? See, yes.
You got any German in you, Mina? You got any familiar? No?
Well, all right.
We got to find all that out.
So, again, I want to... I'm gonna welcome Mina to the show.
Yes,
all welcome. About Fernway. I'm sorry, I messed that up again, but
just start us off. How do you pronounce it, Mina? That's the first question.
So one, Google is God and will give you a whole pronunciation on how to say it. You just listen to the lady over and over, give it like mm-hmm. three and you'll have it locked in. But it's Fienvi.
Fienvi.
Fienvi. Fienvi.
Astho is like the German. She's like Fienvi. Like she'll say fast and you have to just keep listening for the nuances. Cause I was like, mm-hmm. oh my God, how do I say this? And at one moment, I was drinking so much that I was like, if I put on an old man German accent, will it come out better?
That was a no. That was a no. It didn't.
Not at all.
Fienvi. Fienvi.
Fienvi.
Fienvi.
Fienvi. Yeah. That sounds horrible.
Fienvi.
I got it.
It sounds right when Mina says it. Y'all,
it does. It does sound. She's been saying it. She's been saying it for a while now. She's googled it a lot.
Right. I got you. What is Fienvi? Beer garden.
So and how a mobile beer garden. We are taking up residency in the Los Angeles area, but our whole goal prior to COVID was to attend music festivals, major events, as well as like corporate incentives, meetings, and weddings. We're a 1963 Bulls Arrow trailer. Bulls Arrow is originated in Pasadena, California. So even our trailer is a California born and bred. And our whole goal getting into the beer industry was kind of to bring in a forefront of minority and kind of give them some highlight in some of these mm-hmm. spaces where you can get beer, right? If you go to Coachella or any major festival, you're probably going to see the Heinekens, the Budweisers, some of the major craft beers that are associated with Anheuser-Busch or whatnot. But we wanted to kind of bring craft beer locals, but minority brews into that space too, and give them an outlet to get into major audiences. So that's been our goal. It's, you know, slowly pivoting, and we're going towards the residency route just because we need a space where people can social. Mm-hmm. And really create that beer garden aspect outdoors. One of the biggest things Jada and I noticed was we're well-traveled. Fanby, it means wanderlust. It is for the traveler, the nomad, the digital nomad. And throughout our travels, especially on the East Coast and in Europe, so many outdoor venues. We're like, y'all got horrible weather in Philly, New York, DC. I'm like, it's cold. And then it's like humid, but you have all these outdoor spaces. You come where we get like 283 days of sun, and we don't really have outdoor spaces other than the beach.
Really?
Right.
Crazy as hell.
Barely. Rooftop vibes. Like, we just started getting like more rooftop bars and whatnot, where that's like been New York's thing for a while. So, you know, we were just looking at all these venues in different places and spaces and was like, how do we recreate that in the area that we have, and the fact that we can utilize our weather as a forefront. It came up with this idea 2 years ago. I was living in DC. We were sitting in a beer garden in DC, and I was like, yo, this thing would do so great in an Inglewood or in a space where we can like really, you know, promote expose people to beer, one, and expose people to like an experience. The one thing I love about beer gardens is it's multi-generational. You can see a family with kids, their dog, their grandparents, like a cookout.
So true.
So, like, it brings that aspect, but it's also like adult, like, I don't want to say adult drinking, but like, it's that type of drinking that's like, you're not 21 trying to get drunk playing beer pong, you know, like and experience and create
social.
It's a social thing, so we
like
wanted
you said, to rare responsibly.
Yes, I was like, how do I expose them to like drinking responsibly and seeing that, like, my culture. I got to see that from, you know, due to my biracialness and growing up in Persian community, you know, drinking and smoking hookah, that everyone is like, that's like a whole phase, like that was ingrained in our daily lives from like 9-10 years old. So it was never like something taboo, or once we got it, we ran like the wind. So
got it.
Yeah, I wanted to get black side and be like, drunk to have fun. But there's a way you can do it that's responsible and still have a great time and remember it. That's important.
Yeah. Make the memory. So, Mina, I have a question more into how it would have been before COVID. You were thinking about going to festivals and things of that nature. Was it like getting POC and Black-owned breweries, like kegs of their beer, and then taking it on your truck to those festivals? Exactly. And then just like getting a festival license and being able to provide the beer to the customers that way?
It's exactly like that. So I was touring before I kind of like ventured out, and I kept most of my DJs. I had different conversations and management companies with the Insomnia, who does EDC, all the different productions that handle these festivals. So I understood the routing and the logistics and how that worked. And I was like, okay, being a vendor here isn't that hard. You just have to know people. Mm-hmm. And then I go to so many festivals because I worked in that industry. I was like, okay, I'm not seeing, like, your music is my people, but the person behind who's setting up doesn't look like us. Like, where are we in these spaces? You know, we're the highlight, we're the headrunners. You're coming to see J. Cole, you're coming to see Beyonce, you're coming to see whoever it is, but there's no one else in that area that's contributing to our community other than you getting it out in the arts. So I wanted to put minorities, especially in the alcohol world, where we're so little. Mm-hmm. Like, Jay-Z just sold his, like, you know, Moet to Moet Hennessy. So I'm like, we need to create more places for us in these spaces. And I want that connection in order to get minority breweries and microbreweries into the area. So Crowns and Hops, friends with them, you know, we kind of like Montclair, like just being those connections and learning about all the Black-owned breweries across the nation, so important to us, like doing all that research to find out how many are there, one, and two, how to create those connections and establish that so that we can have them on our running tap on our on Luther. And we have about 8 taps running, 6 will be getting beers, 2 to ciders.
Okay.
Nice.
Is Luther's the name of the trailer?
Luther's the trailer, yeah.
Nice. Hey, that's a good name for that trailer.
I know. I want to know why. It could be a good name all at once.
Oh, yeah.
What's the origin of naming your trailer that?
Funny enough, I didn't name Luther. Jada did. She was just like, we need to name him. And I was like, okay, I didn't know it was going to be a him. I was like, why? we went through the breakdown and she was just like, Luther. And I was like, I looked at her and I was like, this is biblical, isn't it?
That's how she rolled. That's how Jada rolled.
And she was just like, no, it's just a strong name. And I was like, all right, it makes sense. Well,
it's a lot of weight behind that name.
She's a fan of Idris album. I mean, Idris, what is it? Idris, what's the name?
Oh, yeah, album. Yeah. Album. The dude from The Wire. The boy from
Stringer Bell. I don't know.
Elba.
But I know he plays a character called Luther.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Had I picked the name, I'd have been like, oh, Idris Elba, that one. But yeah, I think it was kind of to blend because there's so much feminine energy going into it. She was like, how do we bring in the masculine energy? I'm like, all right, Luther. Like, that's strong, sturdy.
Yeah. So I want to know a little more about Luther. Is Luther like, is he custom out? Is he like, what's the interior of how's the interior of Luther laid out? Is he just a hauler of the beer, or what does he look like inside?
Oh, he is getting a full on customization. He's still like, they are in round 2 of like getting the electrical wiring down. So he's still
not yet.
But yeah, from our drafts, we're redesigning everything. No one can actually go into Luther. It's not, you know, an establishment that you can go inside of, but we'll have like a mirror, like a kind of a similar to a food truck, but like,
yeah, like a little pop open thing kind of thing.
Yeah. But like a really design. Our, you know, a lot of our, experience and exposure has been bohemian minimalist. So you'll etchings in our branding, in our social media, and that's kind of like where we're going with Luther. We're, you know,
that's awesome.
That's why I said it was like a little feminine, and we were like, okay, manly.
Now, Mina, I know you said that people don't enter Luther, but if we ever get a chance to be in the same place, I need a tour. I need a tour. Because Luther sounds like something special.
Look, this is amazing. Like, this is a niche. Like, we always try to get people to have niches. Like, are you going to name Luther 2, Luther 3? Because I already see you can't have one at Coachella and there's something on in New Jersey or something in New York. You got to have like Luther 13, Luther 28. So
be having some siblings. Expand enough where we begin to franchise Luther. Or just manage it from a global aspect. But I don't know if we'll name the second or third one Luther, but they'll have strong male names to battle. Yeah.
I thought Forrest Gump in the Jenny 1, Jenny 2. That's what you want. Yeah, that's what I have. But yeah, definitely Malcolm's, Luther's, all that. Mm-hmm. Martin's.
Martin's. Yeah, Martin's. Yeah.
Martin's, Marvin's. Yeah, mm-hmm. all of them strong male Roberts. Black. No. Robert. No. I was thinking of strong male civil rights leaders. That's where she was headed. But no. I'm sure there's a Robert in there somewhere. But
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. John Lewis. Mm-hmm. Man, strong little civil rights. What are you talking about? It was Luther. It was Idris Elba.
No, we don't know that.
I'm just messing.
Yeah, we don't know that. Mina said it would be Idris Elba if she was naming it Luther, but Jada named it Luther, and it's a real strong masculine name, according to Jada.
She obviously didn't like that joke. She said, "I'm out of here.
Son. I'm out. I'm gone. See you later." I'm sure. Take your time.
I'm just messing. He was like, "You know what? These catches. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling this. I'm bye. I'm out."
And instead of saying bye, I'm just gonna log off. They'll never know.
She straight banged on. Got him.
Mina.
I'm gonna ruin the whole episode.
She said, I'm a nomad. I had to move to another podcast. I'm out.
Little man here is knocking stuff down. So,
okay, got it.
Understood.
So now we learned a little bit about how you guys, you know, are going to move about and have Fernvay at these particular places. How'd you arrive? You know, your website talks a little bit about like how you and Jada have been together and traveling since 2007. What made you guys settle on this German name
and beer?
Fernvay? And like kind of explain that to us, how you set on that. Is there some roots there or, you know, background? What was it that helped you settle on that name?
There's a lot of humor and a lot of that story. So Fernvay came from Wonderlust. My Instagram name has been Wonderlust for the past, I don't know, like 8-9 years. I work in industry as a whole is travel. I've worked in different facets, so music touring being one of them. And I've always just been like the travel person. Like if you wanted to go on a vacation, if you wanted to do something, you want to do it with Mina. Like that's like how my friends weigh that in. So
that's nice. That's nice to know for the future.
Yeah. If you have tips and tricks or something, hit me.
Right.
For sure.
Awesome.
So that's kind of how Jada was like, let's add a travel component because travel is so near and dear to you. And we've been traveling together. We were like, how do we fit that in? And we didn't want Wonderlust. There's so many beer gardens named Wonderlust.
Yeah.
The one we were sitting in D.C. was actually named Wonderlust. But
it was a sign. I know you didn't want it, but so you know, this name, this repetitious.
It was in it. Yeah, it was in your blood. It was definitely
it was in your blood.
Mm-hmm. Back to it. And it was like, okay, how do we get around it? And she was like, well, is there a Persian word for it? If there's a word in Farsi. And I was like, yeah, no, there's not. So then I was like, okay, well, we know we want beer. And I have a story about beer in a second. But how do we come up with the name? And she did her research. She was like, well, beer, German beer, so popular. It's not like the first, but it's the most popular beer. And that's how we landed on finding out what was the root word of wanderlust in German. And we were like, perfect. And it was like, we saw kind of some logos, especially in retail industry, restaurants in Germany that had that logo.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, let's go with it. This is perfect. Okay. It's us. That was a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
That conversation ended. How we got on beer gardens or beer was we went to Yacht Week. Jade and I
fancy.
We've always drink beer. We're beer drinkers. More so, I was always like a sour and cider person. I hadn't dived deep into like lagers, stouts, IPAs. Like, I wasn't as heavy into it as she was. She was like, if you offered her a drink, no matter what, like, she's going to drink it and she's just going to be like, ooh, I like this. Let me try something else. Like, that's just her personality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were at Yacht Week, and I remember our skipper, like, Yacht Week is one of, it's a 7-day long party. Just think of Vegas, Miami.
Yo, I'm learning. I looked it up.
Oh, where's Yacht Week at? Where's this located?
Let her tell us first.
Where's it located at, though? Where are we at?
So we were on the Greece route, but they have multiple routes. They have multiple routes.
Okay.
We're on the Greece route, and we were like drinking, and there it had came to like day 2.5, 3, where I was just like, I'm gonna die.
I can't take no more.
It was just like, I'm not gonna make day 7. And our skipper was like, here on the dock, just drink some beer. Like, he was like, don't drink water when you wake up, drink beer.
And right. That's the hangover recovery.
Yeah. And from there, like, beer became like our second element. Like, we'd start with beer and finish with beer. Like, there was we didn't really look for hard alcohol at that point, because it was like, oh, this is great. It's, you know, fulfilling and really helped with the bloating, especially on a boat for 7 days.
Oh, got you.
Girls in bathing suits, you don't want to look crazy. So it was just a win-win all around. And, you know, fell in love with beer and it kind of went from there. And it was like, that's why we were, every time we'd go to a new place, we'd look for beer gardens, because we were like, oh my God, I want to hang out in a beer garden.
Yacht Week in Greece got you on your beer kick. Wow.
And that's very fancy.
Right. That ain't no college dorm room story.
Yo.
I promise you, it's like camping on a boat.
I'm in. I looked up prices already.
It's on a yacht. Camping in the forest ain't camping on a boat. That's different.
I've been on a yacht before, but to actually do a trip just on some old, like,
nigga, I've been camping in a forest.
Right. And that ain't, yeah, me too.
It ain't a yacht. Yeah. It ain't a yacht. that bathroom different. The bathroom is totally different.
Are the same.
What you say is the same?
The 3-minute showers you have to take when you're camping is the same.
Oh. Okay.
That is true. Well, camping outside in the forest, Mina, is minimal showers if you're taking a shower.
And
you're camping. You're outside in the forest. Right. You're supposed to smell like outside. You are.
Right.
No, I take my outdoor shower. Like, we go camping all the time. I bought one from Amazon, like a pop-up shower.
What? Oh, you are fancy. You're just saying how fancy you are. You're trying to modernize camping. That's not camping.
It's glamping.
Glamping.
The camping I did not come with no portable showers from Amazon.
What else has got? LED lighting?
Absolutely.
Well, she said she wasn't planning. She said she ain't got to be roughing it. She said she was outside. She's doing that.
That's true. That is true. All that's right. True. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Look, I'm just giving her a hard time because I'm mad I didn't get one. I had a portable shower at my campus. Like, that would've been nice.
It's because we men, we're simple. We don't think like that. We don't even act like that.
Showers. I didn't even bring deodorant.
But she just said she was a minimalist, so she probably should have just had a knife and a cover, and that should have been it.
Like, oh, Papa, bam.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And how'd you do your hair? Like, do you have a portable vanity too?
No. I swear by day 6.
Let that go.
We're just gonna do it. We're just gonna
got win. It. Got it.
So on your travels, besides yours, where was your favorite beer garden? Since you said you always go out and try to find your
So, funny enough, my favorite beer garden was in Denmark. I know everyone's going to say Germany. There's some amazing, like, old school beer gardens in Germany. Like, mm-hmm. basic, you know? Like, they don't really, like, hook it up and make it artsy. Except for the one park. There's this one in the Berlin park that's really huge. It did, they didn't make it artsy. They have it next to a waterfall and in like these big trees. So it just looks so inviting and you want to just hang out there. Mm-hmm. But in Denmark, they're in Copenhagen, there are these food halls. And right outside one of the food halls, they had this huge beer garden. And it was, oh my God, I'm a foodie too. Like I just love to eat.
Yeah.
It was like my eyes had like bugged out. Cause I was like, oh, there's food, there's beer, everything was just well put together. It was such an amazing experience. If you ever go to Denmark, I recommend.
Is it all the time, or was it like a special occasion, or just a
something? Yeah, how'd you land on that place?
I walked. I'm the type of person who just walks aimlessly.
Oh, so it's a year round thing. It's just an open beer garden. Okay, good.
Oh, the food hall closed down during COVID, but they reopened it all outdoors. So they just expanded outside of the warehouse. They literally took like these old warehouses and think of putting like all the food trucks, but like not just a truck. Like some of them had containers, like they made it out of a container.
Yep. 20-foot, 40-foot container. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They just did so many cool things. So you just walk around and there's like, you know, restaurant after restaurant, and then you
get
your garden. Mm-hmm. Eat and drink, and fun's there, just hanging out, chilling.
That's what they're doing with a lot of the interior of the at the naval base in Philly. They're setting up shop inside of those big warehouses like that, just putting whole things up. Okay,
Mina, quick question about Denver. What's their food of choice? What was their specialty food over there?
Denmark, you mean? Nothing. You said Denver.
I said Denver.
Yeah, you got Denver on the brain.
You got Denver on the brain.
Denver.
He just got back. He just got back.
Denmark, though.
Well, their signature food is potatoes and like everything bland.
Yeah, so when you scrunch your face up like that, you meant it. Ew.
No seasons on it. No seasons on it.
Just a potato? Just a boiled potato.
Jesus.
Legit, like a ball, like just a potato. I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
That's street food. That's the street food. They just give you ball potatoes.
In the street food, it's like Middle Eastern cuisine.
Oh, okay.
That like all these different types of cuisine, and sometimes they mix it, like have a fusion. So there's like Asian fusion, their version of Spanish food, like Mexican food, which was really the street food is more cultural, but like Denmark culture. Like a wiener and no seasoning, not even a sausage link. Like, nah. Like,
it's right.
just meat and casing.
And
that's disappointing.
I have never lost weight so quickly.
I ain't eating this shit. I am not eating this shit.
No potatoes a day.
It was rough. I will eat. But Germany had some really like beautiful, as if you're looking for more of a historical concept or landscape, then yes, absolutely. But if you're looking for something trendy, Copenhagen. I didn't really hang out in Sweden that much, but I heard that they had some really amazing places in like Gothenburg area and whatnot.
Okay.
Are these all traveling for work, or is this just your personal travels? Because you just name dropped like four countries. you went to counties in
New Carolina. She said Wanderlust been her name for a minute.
True, but I just want everybody to understand she's hitting these countries.
No personal. Travel for work, it's a little bit more fancy, I will admit. I'll be talking about Maldives if I was talking about work. When I'm talking about work, just hop and skip the city.
Wow. Okay.
So we've had people on here who have been world travelers. So we need to see exactly how high,
how you rank.
So what? How many stamps are in your passport? I guess is the question.
That's a good question.
What countries are there?
Although I was born here, I lived in Iran for 2 years as a child, and we traveled all throughout the Middle East. Well, I was like 3 years as a child. Okay. We traveled out throughout those. So from a child, I've had a passport since an infant. Oh. Actually,
Nice.
All the way up until how old am I now? Like, yeah, it's
not revealing that shit.
Yeah, you don't have to. That's
she said, right, she said,
that's a woman thing.
What's it, you on your third passport?
Yeah,
literally
pages.
But yeah, pages.
Pages.
That's wow. That's
so dope. I think you win. So
yeah.
So when you say pages, and I think Rob, you might even said this. Have you filled up a whole passport and had to go to a new passport just in your
You win.
Well, she said once you said from a child she was all through the Middle East, and then you mm-hmm. already knew she was already
Mina, beer aside, what country has been your favorite?
For what reason? Didn't I say I was mood based? I even drink my beer off mood.
You did. Never mind. I don't have a mood based.
Well, then break it down. Mood. When you were sad, where'd you go? What was the best one?
We'll give three emotions.
Yeah.
If I'm in a party mood, I would want to be somewhere in Europe. Depending on like the season, I would want to be somewhere in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I am in a like
melancholy
historical context, or like being my nerdy self, I'm really into history. Any country that has history to give, I love.
Yeah, that's cool.
Although nobody in Greece knew Greek mythology, I think it's so far like removed. I thought that was interesting. And what else do I really like? Oh, in the Middle East, of course. I have not hit, I've hit the African continent, but I haven't hit South Africa. So there's a lot in West Africa. There's
still a lot to see.
I still want to explore.
So
Mina, this is kind of off of the, off the cusp, but it is still in the travel. I always feel like that people like that travel a lot, or either that have like these, I almost say like these hidden talents, whether it's like people that do secret shopping or they do coupon clippers and all like that. They have these strategies to being able to conquer all these places, but conservatively and not just, just piss away their money and doing it. All right, what apps are you using? What special secrets do you find to make
able to travel? Drop one of them travel jewels.
right. Drop one of these travel jewels that's like really like, okay, that's been helpful, that you feel like that you can pass on and share,
So depending on the type of person you are, because I know some people need like everything planned ahead. If you were going to a place like Europe, I recommend the only thing that you pre-purchase
is your flight.
Your to and from flight. So if you're going to fly into London and you're going to fly out of Paris, like get that flight purchase, and whatever, however long the length of time you're going to be there, have that set. Everything else, you don't need a pre-purchase. Especially because you don't know what deals you're going to get when you're out there. Like some go on that. What is it? Oh, I forgot the name of it. That train site to buy your Euro train pass. You don't need that. You get to the place
when you get there.
Buy a day pass or something like that.
Exactly. It's kind of like they kind of scare you to think like, oh, you need this. When you all go to New York and get a Metro pass right.
Yeah. It's the same thing. It's the same thing overseas.
Same thing. So like a lot of stuff doesn't need to be pre-purchased, especially in American dollars. Convert your money before you go so that you have that. And then just plan accordingly, depending on, your level of comfort. If you hotels and you have a certain look at the areas you want to stay in, what you surround yourself by, and then plan out where you're going to stay. I was the type of person, it wasn't until I started solo traveling that I would say a lot of my travels, I will land somewhere, hang out at a coffee shop, and book my hotel while I'm in that coffee shop.
I'll
explore and look around, walk around, get to
see
know
the
my
scenery,
place. Like where I want to be. Yeah, where I want the proximity.
Pop into that hotel tonight. Be like, yo, you got anything open or whatever? Let me get to this app real quick. Let me see what they got.
you can end up in New York, right? You don't know if you've never been to New York, you're all the way Upper East Side. Ain't nothing going on up there. Like, you just got yourself everybody or Lower East Side.
Yeah, like, they like, oh, it's happening over here.
Exactly.
But gotcha.
You cabin it and Uber
and then what you going and what you going to the coffee shop or wherever in the beginning, you could talk to the locals and find out where whatever you're into for that trip is going to be at and stay there. I like it. That's a great tip. That's a great tip.
Definitely walked into a bar.
Yeah, not the coffee shop. It'd be some beer.
So what I'm gathering, your risk, you have a very little risk, like your risk aversion.
You're not, it's very small. It's very small. Right.
You gotta be on a trip. When you go on a trip with Mina or when you listen to Mina's, I forget. But when you listen to Mina, you gotta go ahead and caution to the wind. Like, just go out there and look forward to the adventure of your vacation.
Very spontaneous.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, this wasn't my question, but I heard you said, you do a lot of solo traveling? You do a lot of solo traveling? Because I know a lot of people have apprehension to like going by themselves on travel. So
I've heard it's just like that first time, but like once a person does it the first time, like they want to do it again. Like it keeps on going.
It's the apprehension of like the fear, especially being a female. You're like, there's a lot of
things. Safe, all that.
The tips and trick that I always, because my mom will scare the hell out of you no matter where you go. She can be so much sometimes.
Right.
The culture.
Fearful.
Is your mother the Persian parent or the?
My mom's a black woman. My
brother. You knew she was a black woman. You know.
Listen, I did not know that at all.
You said the fear. You know, black women like, oh, baby, listen, don't go that way.
Listen, man, I don't know what happens in the Persian household. I have no idea how that mama would have been.
I'm just messing, but
we know you, Brandon.
Stop, Brandon. We got about as many stamps as you, Mina.
Yeah, he's second on the podcast. Right. Yeah. We heard from you, Brandon.
No, she scared me a few times, a handful of times. It took me until I was like 26 to start like really solo traveling outside of work. Really, like, this wasn't work related. People in the same hotel so that I can know my colleagues were around. Like when I went by myself, I had told myself your energy attracts things. So I was like, out of mind. If I don't think these negative thoughts, then I won't create a world or an environment where, it'll
manifest it. Yep. Manifest that.
Exactly. Manifesting it. And there was a moment where, I had a few scares, but then I also remembered I got a special kind of crazy too. Like, I'm from LA.
Sheesh.
If I can be in Europe in some tight jeans, I can handle you. But
right, you ain't as tough as you cracked up to be.
Look at them jeans. Look at you in them jeans, bro.
I'll run you in a minute. You can't even get above.
Right, you can't even do doing splits. Get out of here.
Ain't gonna split something. Split the crotch.
I can definitely take you on. Like, you're smaller than me. I can take you on.
Jesus.
Well, there you go.
That's some European men. They smaller too, probably.
Yo, man, I have a question for you, Mina. How is your African-American heritage and your Persian heritage influenced your beer journey? Because I remember earlier you mentioned about being trying to find something Persian to be the name, or Jada was looking for something Persian to be the name of the company or what have you. How has the being biracial and the two different influences influenced the Fernway company?
Exposure. So when I had mentioned my childhood experience, as a child and adolescent, exposure to alcohol, very much like European culture, it wasn't taboo, and especially if you grow up, not just in Black culture, but like if you're raised Christian at that, like my mom is a preacher's child. So I'm like a PGK, preacher's grandchild.
Yeah.
That religious part can be very like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Like, everything's taboo. So you almost, once you become an adult, you've never tried it, you go all crazy for it, right? We've seen the reactions to that. Whereas, with my father, nothing was taboo in the house. he want, you know, like if anything, he wanted you to do it in the house so you felt comfortable, so that he could watch you, he can correct you, course correct. And then when you did go out in the world and you wanted to, you know, experience life and whatnot, you weren't like crazy about it. It wasn't like, whoa, this is my first time, I'm about to get plastered, hopefully I wake up tomorrow knowing what happened. It was like, I've done this millions of times at Persian parties. This is not something, you know, like it's not as exciting. I'm not as youthful about it. It's just a part of life. And I think that's a way better approach to take, because we can see that Europeans, they drink at 18. I mean, they drink in the house early age and they start drinking at 18 legally. And you can see it in the way that they carry themselves. It's not, they don't have that like ignorant, naive youthfulness approach to it as our youth does when it comes to drinking because of exposure.
I understand. That makes sense.
So I need to start giving my kids drinks now. You saying? I try that, son.
At least expose them to what's what. Yeah. And how about your mom being a preacher's kid? I guess she balanced out what your dad was doing.
Pretty much. Like, we wasn't out here like smoking weed with our parents or anything, but you know, like if you had some wine on New Year's, she wasn't about to flip, you know?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Not a question in terms of I know you said your name was Wonderlust Mina for a while on Instagram. So when you came up with the business and the beer garden, was it always meant to be a mobile beer garden?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's we cool. wanted to give way to like the traveling nomad, because that's kind of how we saw ourselves, due to the fact that we love traveling, and we wanted to bridge that travel component because we'd be going to so many different festivals all throughout California, Texas, you know, like all throughout the nation.
Yeah.
Experiences and creating a community with people. Live Nation actually did a really great job with their Fest Pass that they launched, I want to say, in 2018, if anyone knows about it. Fest Pass is basically you pay $1,000 and you get a festival pass to over 300 plus festivals globally.
You must gotta be in the business to know about that. I never heard of that.
Never heard of that.
Been to a gazillion concerts, and I feel like I get raped every time.
Like, if you're in Philly, you go to Made in America, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
I go. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so like these festivals can be $299, if you're paying for at least three of them, you're $1,000. By then you cap off. If you paid $1,000 and you can go to over 300 globally, meaning go to one and you can anywhere. And it was this huge thing, and they did it. There was a lot of research that it went into it. I actually did a whole dissertation off of it because I was so interested to see what type of community they created with the Fest Pass. And you just see like this, as much as millennials like to be solo, they also like that communal gathering experience and creating their own like little village.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. And that's why our brand is kind of on point of being a part of those people, because we are like them. You know, we are the digital nomad in a space where we all work from home. And the only time we do get to come together are in outdoor settings and gatherings. How do we create a community?
Okay.
I have a real simple question. We probably should have asked this in the beginning. How did you and Jada meet?
I think I was 15. Jada's a little older than me. I think I was 15. We both worked at, my first job was Penske Cadillac. She worked at the Penske Smart. And then another one of our mutual friends worked at Cadillac. So it was the three of us. And we've been friends ever since. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Is the third girl still around?
She is. She's a lawyer.
She's not a part of.
She's our friend V.
She gets the legal advice.
She's like the third member of Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
She's our Michelle.
Got it. I love it. Oh shit! And Michelle get more burned than that nigga from Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. So
yeah.
Word.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So it's been fun. We've, like I said, the three of us, actually, most of my, before I got the ants to solo travel, when I did travel for fun, I traveled with my two girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess solo travel be cool because you don't got to worry about anybody else. Be like, you know what? I want to do this today. You want to do this today? Yep, we doing it because it's just
exactly.
Me.
You had that inner monologue with yourself, and y'all gone. That's it. You for sure.
Everybody sitting there doing their makeup for 2 hours. I used to be like this. Like, are y'all done yet?
In terms of the like, I guess President Biden, I should say, it says, well, we probably can have cookouts in July, and but for most people, they believe he is under promising, so when he overperforms and it's just everything back open. Will Luther be ready to go in July?
We're a little behind some of the electrical wiring. We're looking closer to August. We wanted to have him available by Juneteenth because Lamarck Park Juneteenth special. And unfortunately, we won't be up and running for that, but we're going to probably come up with another ideal or concept just to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Brand out. However, yeah, we're looking to August, September.
Okay. Mina.
Go ahead, Dev.
I was just going to say, so I forget how many beer taps or how many beers you said Luther has on it at a time. How many was it again?
Eight. 6 beers, 2 dedicated to cider. We have, so we love Honest Abe out here. They're located in Gardena.
Okay.
They're, I don't think they're minority, but they're like one.
But it's hitting, it's popular. You know, you kind of have to, you know, even if you do look 90% minority and you do that, you know, you got to make sure you get that 10%.
As long as them white folks is for the culture and
right,
exactly. Riding for you, as long as they got an agenda that's have y'all in mind, of course. So, sure.
So now we got that number down pat. How do you guys, how do you plan to, are anyone else that is not kind of in your range of things on tap approaching you to become a part of, hey, feature my brand or feature my beer or my cider, you know, as in Luther? Like, how do you guys handle that?
We've had a few, mainly our conversations have been us going out because
to them.
They don't know us yet, you know, like,
right, right. Mm-hmm.
Then we'll get that traction of, you know, breweries wanting to do business with us.
Right, right.
Researching and reaching out and having the conversations and the dialogue and asking, okay, how do we, you know, create a partnership or a establishment together? What beers they make seasonally or like which ones actually like work, you know, for our mm-hmm. Want to focus on like having at least 6 minority brews in California. And when we start to expand and go on the road, we'll pay homage to whatever state we're going to be in. You know?
Gotcha.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yeah, you made up a good point just in terms of, you know, how to represent, how do you guys choose what styles of beer are on Luther, you know, just so that you're appealing to, you know, kind of the masses. Absolutely. In LA.
And it's dependent on where you're at. So like if I'm like South Bay, Long Beach, then I'm going to gauge that audience and what breweries they tend to track. And there's like data that you can pull from to let you know where to come. So we base it on that, but I also want to, like, if I'm going to give you, like, 4 that you're used to because you're a local and you know about them, that's great. Mm-hmm. But I want you to also experience these 2
yes.
that you may not know in English.
Yes, I like
that. Right.
A little bit of a hope that you're not doing things. And that's why the festival life was so good because you get people from everywhere sometimes. Yeah. How major the festival is. So, yeah, you give homage, you pay homage to the 4 that they know, but then you also kind of expose them to something else that they didn't know. You create... You know, they're like, oh, shit, this is here. We're going to, I'm in Made in America, but I'm going to Cali. So now I could try Crowns and Hops.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So I was going to ask that. That would be the feeling that you would have if you had a festival in Philly to go to. You would try to get 4 local beers and then you're up, round them out with something from across the country.
Exactly.
Nice. Right. Yeah.
That's dope. I've been to beer gardens, but like, how does the mobile beer garden work? Like, do you
know what? Can I guess? Can, I was about to say, can I guess? I was thinking like they have like that little turf, like the miniature golf thing that you, the rug that you put out right in front. And then you, like you said, Rob, you bring your own seat and we provide you with the beer at a cost and you enjoy yourself. But it's more than that because, you know, I don't
she said,
wanna,
she said,
I don't,
she said no.
Yeah, 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 I don't run the business. I'm just guessing. I just wanted to guess. I just hope great that the green carpet. I hope that the green carpet is part of it. That's it.
Yes, you're like 40% there. You don't have to bring your own.
Well, hey, I take 40%.
our bull's arrow is about 33 feet. It's large. So half of that is actually
it is
that we're going to be using to house like the benches, the stream lights. At the games, you know, the Jenga, the big Jenga, the, you know, big Tic Tac, all of that stuff.
Oh, so you gonna provide the actual all garden? Come yeah, in. You providing the garden at the? Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
like, I'm glad you asked that question, Rob. Great question.
We're not just there for the beer. You're getting the whole experience of being in a beer garden.
A portable beer garden. I can't wait till there's extra Luthers out here.
So, you know, obviously COVID obviously pushed things back and rearranged everybody's schedule and calendar. But what does 2021 look like for you guys, I guess, beginning in that August time frame when Luther is ready and what's kind of lined up?
Exactly. So we're hoping by August, September, we're in conversations with a few places that I can't really talk about yet, just know we're in line for something that men love. Football.
Football.
I hate football.
Okay. I don't like football. I'm not a fan of football at all.
I'm like a mug.
What kind of men you talk to?
Football. What is that? You talking about soccer?
No. Foosball. Football.
We're trying to gear up right around that season so that we, with some of the places that we're working with, it's in good company. I should say.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, no. That's prime beer garden territory. If you got
especially in LA, September, October,
and you bring all the things that you need for a beer garden. That's kind of dope. I want a Luther now. Even though I would have thought it would be called Matthew, because didn't Matthew McConaughey make them famous? Didn't he make the those big joints famous? No, maybe I was making that up.
I don't know what you're talking about. The bowls?
The trailer?
Yeah, the trailer joint. Big Luke.
What movie?
Airstream. Airstream.
Airstream. Yeah. He did the Airstream. Either he lived on the Airstream or it was in a movie. I don't remember.
Okay.
But this ain't no Airstream. This is a bowls.
That's what right. With.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but I'm saying it because have a similar.
Kind of the same. Okay. Similar look. I just didn't understand. I didn't understand what was going on. I got it now. Mm-hmm.
Big Luther.
Big Luther. So speaking of, like, let's say that as events and things, you know, to this point of Big Luther, let's say, you know, you said already Luther is 33 feet long or whatever. Like, would you ever feel like that? Is Luther enough? Or would you ever feel like that if something on a grander scale would need to be configured or customized to do something larger than Luther already is? Or did you already think about that?
No, I think as far as we wouldn't get a bigger Luther, we would just get more Luthers, smaller in size because we don't necessarily need the storage.
Right. Space. Extra. Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Especially if we're like, it all depends on capacity, right? If I'm doing larger platform that requires more, they need more than 8 tabs, they're like, okay, run like 48 of them, then I'm going to need as many trailers that I can out and create the whole ambiance.
Got it.
I never want more than 3 trailers at a event. I mean, even, like, that's kind of overkill. Especially somewhere, so I'm like, that's going to look a lot. That's going to look weird.
Mina, not to interrupt you real quick, but would, like, say a festival like Coachella is a very large festival, would you end up having trailers at different parts of the festival? Or would you always want to be, if you had 3 trailers, would it always want to be
together?
Together.
Lined up.
it would be to get. So when we were originally talking, having those conversations with them, we would have been in the VIP lounge where it would have not been for our audience. We wouldn't be handled the capacity.
You don't do that GP. You don't do that general. I should have known. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, it was just like, how much can we fit? How many people can we successfully give beer to without a long ass line away? You know, like
Sure.
But I kind of like that VIP setting. So, for example, you know, you guys, Rob and Yoda, they did a VIP or early admission into, like, for example, Fresh Fest, right? It would have been good to have not just that early admission into the beer fest, but it probably would have helped, I guess you would say, incentivize people to go more VIP. Let's say if they had, you know, certain taps, it was exclusive, right?
But they did have that part.
I knew that.
Yeah, because down home was
part of that VIP.
Yeah,
so he wasn't out. Okay, so he didn't get any of that in the.
Didn't get none of that. He was all.
Yeah, done. We had early admission. We didn't have VIP. This year we would have had VIP. I mean, last year we would have had VIP. We had early admission.
Would have come with the extra special taps.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay. Just got in there early. VIP came with the special stuff.
Okay, but yeah, that just came to mind, like having, you know, those exclusive taps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you saying that, you, like you said, you got every Luther that you would have or every trailer that you would have at least 8 taps, but you want to get to the capacity where if you have a bigger festival, you could just have a bigger beer garden for that particular festival.
Exactly.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Would you, like, if it's a weekend type of festival, are you there every day or are you there for 1 day of the festival?
I see you, Brandon.
So
No, that VIP bathroom is definitely a must.
Very, very, very important. Very important. Right.
Lines be crazy.
Now,
Did she answer the question? Did she answer the question?
Yeah, no. We're there every single day.
You'll be there every day. Okay. Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead. You can go.
Well, the question was, it really wasn't a question, but I would assume because of, your other occupation as in the touring business, I guess that connection is easier to make in terms of festivals. And like, hey, you know exactly who to call. Like, yo, Jim, what's going on, baby? I ain't seen you in a long time.
I got this beer trailer named Luther coming through. What's up?
Right.
I know what I did. Like, one of my friends at Red Light Management, he's launching a festival. I think Justin Timberlake's the headliner. And I saw him, like, posted on LinkedIn. And I was like, yo, what's good? I texted him, like,
what's good?
Got this festival? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just dope.
Right.
So I guess currently, most of the festivals you'll be hitting will be on the West Coast. Is that the plan?
When festivals come back in action, the plan is to get back into the headway, and hopefully they still have the same people working there.
right.
But in any case, you know, the residencies are, you know, how we're working right now, and we're just looking forward to creating that community within whatever air space. Like, you can have residency in Long Beach for 3 days out of the week, and then residency in Inglewood, and then, like, just changing it up so that we're in different places, but we're just kind of to whatever that area or that demographic that we're working with.
Mm-hmm. And how would you change out the kegs and the beers for just doing the residencies? How does that work?
It will be local, like I said. Long Beach ones will be the South Bay, Inglewood, the Northwest.
Okay.
It will kind of like strategically strand them off that way, but still offer. Mm-hmm. Still offer.
Okay. But it wouldn't be more outside the other four to two taps wouldn't be more like an Oregon beer or Texas or gotcha.
Not until we like establish
do the festivals.
Yeah. Go further to establish that because
I got you.
You would it's kind of funny. You would think that because you were saying that there's not many beer gardens in California, being
that's so strange, right?
But you would think then it's definitely a win, because you would think some people are still going to probably have apprehension of going indoors and drinking their beer. So you being able to be outside
at in the parking garden, lot,
I think that's a win.
You can post up anywhere you want. Yeah,
right.
That's so good.
It's crazy. Like, we really didn't do a good job. And I say that all the time with our architecture. Like, I don't know who decided in the 70s when they were, like, building stuff up here. Mm-hmm. Even go down to the beach. All of our restaurants, that's why, like, we were doing the worst as far as restaurants not be. You have all these high rents, but you don't have outdoor space. You're
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why yeah. would you have outdoor seats?
Right. It's like 80% sunshine. What would like? It's always been hot. It's always been sunny in LA. It's never right. been cold
maybe,
there.
Maybe that's what it is. They'd be like, "Yeah, I want some AC." So.
Yeah, maybe. But not AC right. came out like AC came out like 40 years ago. Like California been open forever.
but it's like when because it's in the East Coast, you like I need yeah. to get outside. I need to get yeah. outside and get this warmth.
So because different. Of the winter, because of the whole winter, like right, you want right. to get outside for them 6 months. Right. And in LA, it's like, yo, it's hot all the time. Like, right. It's never. What's
Tony,
it,
Tony,
it,
Tony cold, told us.
Yeah, it'd be cold. What's cold for y'all? Like 54 degrees? Y'all put jackets on and shit?
No.
God damn. It's not even 54 degrees a day.
No, I was just in New Orleans, and I think it was like 60-something, and I was cold. And
so your temperature is higher. Your cold temp is higher than
you need 71 or above.
you were just in New Orleans and you didn't pick up any Cajun fire.
She mentioned that. Yeah, she mentioned that. Stop teasing her about it.
She should have asked us.
I just said that because I saw John was on here. He was the one that said Big Luther.
Oh, okay, got it.
Well, next time she knows. Hit up John and Big mm-hmm. and Cajun Fire and she's a nomad, so she'll be in New Orleans like
tomorrow. Yeah, she'll definitely. Yeah, I was about to say before the end of the month, she got a reason to go back now.
So right, Mina, right. You know, before we ask you anything specific to the company or the brand, just give us maybe what your travels look like outside of just work. What it looks like in the next 90 days or so. Where's the next location? You traveling anywhere?
I just got back from NOLA. I'm waiting for the second vaccine.
Okay. Probably. Ready for it to drop. Okay.
I'm heading to Houston to look at some properties. Just for investment purposes. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, nothing.
Okay.
I want to go to the Caribbean. Like I need like one of those vacations where you're just drinking and beach. Mm-hmm. That's the got only it. Thing I want to think about and do.
Yeah. I like them vacation.
Mm-hmm.
In the water, but no swimming. Just floating.
Got it.
Yeah, I heard that lightweight flex on them. I'm going to Houston for some check out some properties.
Properties, and then I'm going to hit right, the right, Caribbean right. for just drinking and vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do a little work in Houston. Commercial or single families?
Duplexes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Good investment. Right. Yeah, she. Maybe she is mean to say what?
Brandon said check out Jamaica. He was just there like a month ago, I think. He was saying check out Jamaica.
Oh, he said John said Essence Fest.
I feel like Mina's checked out
True. Jamaica. Oh, yeah.
Is that coming back this year? Is that coming back this year? I don't know.
I think 2020. No, I haven't heard anything. No, I haven't heard.
Are they doing Essence Fest in NOLA, out in NOLA this year?
I haven't heard.
That's what we're trying to. Yeah, we don't know.
Maybe. I would
are they John? John, you listening? Are they? You live down there.
I would find it hard to believe that they are doing it this year.
I think they're going to wait. I think they should wait.
Because Coachella they probably canceled. Won't, Coachella canceled and all them other bigger festivals canceled.
But Coachella's in June, though. Yeah, when's Essence Fest? In July?
It's like July.
April. Coachella's like in April. Yeah.
So in Essence Fest is in July?
Yes. In July. That's
3 months, man. Old Uncle Joe said that everybody can get everybody the vaccine be ready by May. End of May. So
everybody can get on the list.
They can get in line by Memorial Day, but you ain't getting that vaccine until September.
Right.
I don't know if our summer's gonna be on yet. Like I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, these vaccines are actually being turned. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
So because, I don't know. They stepped up their game. It's like 2.8 million a day now, and it was like 500,000 2 months ago. So
I'm telling you, current administration is doing the damn thing.
And it's more vaccines available. Like I don't like 45 at all. Don't get me wrong, but it's many more vaccines available than the world when he left.
He gets no credit.
No, none.
None. He's fucked himself for a whole year.
But this is the best time to be in a state like Delaware. One, the president is from Delaware, and we're a small state, so we're gonna be popping in July. Everybody else gonna be like, ah.
But and they real slow on getting us out of protocols too. Like they're like, no, keep your mask on. We not opening up that shit. Like, no, y'all stay home. We'll be fine in a couple months.
Wait, so where is it based right now? Because I know
Delaware. We all live in Delaware.
Delaware, okay.
Mm-hmm. You so know where that is. You do know where that is.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Hey, one of the most successful festivals are here now. Firefly.
That is true. Firefly is a. Have you heard of Firefly?
No.
She's like, no.
No.
You should see my face. I was like,
no. Firefly. No.
It's like
is that the reason Rainbow?
East Coast. It's like East Coast Coachella. You don't know about it.
Uh oh.
I don't know. Is it?
Look, that is not in her. That is not in her Live Nation travel festival pack. Okay,
yeah, that's not in the festival. That's not in the. That's not in the discount pack.
You would think so because it is like one of the.
It gotta be a top. It gotta be like a top 14 festival though.
It definitely is now.
It's pretty big, but maybe not. It's not. It ain't East Coast Coachella.
I think. There is no other festival at East Coast like that. I think
really. Maybe it is East Coast Coachella. John said 2022 for Essence Fest.
Okay, and, July 21 is virtual.
Yeah, it'd be in the July 4th weekend.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to
The East Coast Coachella. That is interesting. I got see the hashtag. Maybe it's a hashtag and they got a couple of Fireflies.
Well, it just started, so send me those free ticks, baby. I hear you.
Right. Sponsorship Firefly. You hear us.
Fire. It ain't. Fire Festival. Like, I don't know if I should.
That's what I would think too, Blackbeard Travelers.
Well, Firefly was first before. Blackbeard. Man in America is still not as big as Fire Festival. Firefly. I think Firefly.
Yo, man, like the Roots Picnic is a dope festival too. That's a big ass festival too. But it's only one day though. It's only one day.
Right, but like, what's called like traditional joint where they actually out there camping, like Firefly, like
camping. Exactly. It's like, what's it like, 4 days?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it is a long time.
Because I know Electric Zoo is similar in concept, but what's the genre? Is it multi-genre?
It's multi-genre because Outkast was a headliner at one time. Who headlined the year before? I don't remember. Before it shut down, I don't remember who it was.
I've never been, and I just try to stay away from the area during that weekend.
I think they started with the Black Keys was their first headliner. Was years ago though. This was years ago.
Where are you guys? What's on your travel agenda for the summer?
I was considering LA.
Me too, Dad.
Numbers, death rates was kind of high. not just cases, death rates was kind of high. So I don't know if that special strain or something is headed that way. So.
What y'all got going on there, Amina? them death rates.
Yeah.
Not cases, death rates. So you staying in Delaware, Devin?
Just thinking about just something like some road trips here and there, you know, something we can just get in the car and go to. So just playing it by ear, probably road trips mainly in the car.
Do you guys use Outdoorsy?
Mm-mm.
I'm DMing you after this podcast.
Right. I need these apps.
I need all of this information.
Outdoorsy is like the Airbnb for trailers. So if you want
to
like a camper trailer, but they have like camper vans,
right?
Like all of them, all of the types. Okay. You rent one, so much fun. I did it this year with my nieces and nephews, and I took them out to June Lake. We had a blast. Although, like, I wasn't aware that you definitely need to stock up on like extra blankets, because like in Cali, thinking like,
warm at night, it gets cold.
It hit 40 at night. I was like,
It's no heat. I guess it's a dumb question. There ain't no heat in the trailers, huh?
There was. I didn't know how to work it.
She had that part figured out.
Okay. You couldn't call the outdoorsy representative? Like, where's outdoorsy guy?
You know what? I don't know if it was the ego in me trying to figure it out, but after a while I was just like, we just gonna huddle and cuddle.
Yeah. So I don't think, hold on, Mina.
You subjected them nieces and nephews to a cold night because of your pride.
They learn how to be cold.
That's what they learn.
Mina, see, this is what we gotta do. Right?
Mina now, say.
I haven't had any bad experience with like renting a camper, but my hesitation with campers is they will hit you for everything in the head, at least when I've researched it. Like, you know, you paying for the cents per mile, you're already paying a grip to rent the darn trailer or the camper itself. But then it's the you got to pay for your own gas, and the gas is high as hell.
I'm assuming this trailer is stationary though.
Oh, this is, you just go to it?
No, that's what I was thinking.
You're renting it, you can go anywhere, but
okay.
It's like Airbnb. So instead of renting from like RV America and like places that
People own these.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like the Airbnb of RVing.
You unlimited miles. You can have all these different things.
Yeah.
That's an app or a website?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get sponsorships for these people?
No.
Jeez,
you should.
You name dropping like a motherfucker out here.
All in these streets. All on these airwaves.
Right. But thank you for the name drops. I appreciate it.
No, she just want to help us out.
That's what I said. I appreciate it. For mm-hmm. sure. For sure.
Yeah.
From the top of my head, I would drop it. But that's, mm-hmm. since you had mentioned road trips, I would
mm-hmm.
them.
Yeah. So now when you're on other podcasts, you're like, you know, Bruce and Banter podcast.
Yeah, just go ahead and keep name dropping. Just keep on name dropping.
Yeah.
I have a question. What's up with the Atari t-shirt? Does it have any semblance or representation to you?
Just my love of video games.
Yeah.
Okay. All, you're a gamer.
Is it do you still have an Atari somewhere?
We do.
Nice.
That's wonderful.
Oh,
nice.
Vintage.
Yeah. What's your favorite console?
Like to play actively right now?
Yes.
My favorite console, I mean, if I'm trying to whoop ass, then I'm on the Switch. I'm in Mario.
Right.
I'm just having fun on my own. It's RPGs and I'm on the Xbox.
I'm just trying to whip ass.
There it is.
Come over, like, oh, we want to play. And I'm like, all right, pull out the Switch.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like killing y'all today.
Oh, y'all were talking shit before y'all got here.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let me shut y'all up right quick. I got what y'all want. This ass whooping.
I thought we played on the Xbox. Now we play on this.
Nah. We'll play on the Xbox later. I got something to prove right now.
So the Super Mario Odyssey, you already beat that, or you still trying to conquer it?
Super Mario.
I said, have you beat? She mentioned Super Mario.
Yeah, he ain't talking to us, Mina. He definitely talking to you.
No. Rob was going to make one of his sidebar comments. Like I said, Super Mario. Like I said, something strange. I remember I wouldn't say anything. Okay, I said, have you beat Super Mario Odyssey yet? Or are you still trying to conquer it?
Haven't even started that one.
You haven't started? Okay, all right. Just started ass.
Look, at least you know what it is. I have no idea what y'all talking about.
Sorry if I messed that one up, y'all. For reference, Japan is an amazing country that I could talk all day about, but it's one of the most difficult RPG games I've ever played in, like, but it's so much fun, but it's killing me.
What's it called again?
My pain.
What's it called again?
Sakura.
That's close enough.
What console is that for?
Xbox.
She said RPG, Xbox, whoop ass is Switch.
Yeah, whoop ass is Switch, right? That's true.
So if you're going to the house and you see what's hooked up, you know what you're in for today.
Right.
Is it going to be a casual Sunday or is it going to be, I'm getting my ass kicked type of Sunday?
Right.
How many consoles you have in the house?
7, 8.
Oh, shit.
Mm.
See, that's why I'm not really a gamer. I didn't even know it was that many consoles available to plug in at this moment in time.
Of course, somebody named Black Rich Traveler said, Japan, you say?
Right. We know you got stamps. We know. We already know you got stamps.
No, Mina has piqued his interest. He's also in the West Coast. He's also in California.
Yeah, he's in San Diego, correct?
San Diego.
So,
yeah.
So, Yeah, y'all probably should gonna end up connecting.
California.
Yeah, he's the beer traveler. He's the hiker. He's gonna keep you outdoors, and you see him outdoors.
He gonna run. He gonna run 30 miles and drink 30 gallons of Beast in the same
and eat a pack of bacon.
Right, and I think when he was on here, he talked about Japan being that craft beer.
That was
Japan,
one of his favorite places, right? Yeah, I think so, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's our boy.
Appreciate you, Brandon. Appreciate you. I do have another question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love listening to your story. That's where I found you guys. You guys give so much just history on beer, Black history included in beer. What was the impetus to start posting stories about beer history?
Education. We wanted to educate our community, and just it was a part of our brand, right? Like I said, travel, history, all those things are important, and we wanted to give minorities a chance to show that, one, we're not just new to this. We've been just slowly, you know, like we're adapting, we're getting in more places and spaces, and what that looked like throughout American history. So I thought, you know, it was important to us to kind of showcase the fun beer facts. And then for Black History Month, we did the Black History Beer Facts, just to educate. It was honestly the best way to do that, in a way that people were asking questions like, you know, like, oh, I didn't know that beer originated in Mesopotamia in the early, like, 3000 or 5000, whatever it was. And then, like, you know, history, American beer history. And highlighting, you know, the facts about how marketing and branding was done, and how they would, the beer would actually be white owned, but they would put a Black person's face on it to market and brand audiences.
Right.
Because we're in predominantly minority neighborhoods. So it was just like learning those facts and knowing, like, okay, is this actually a Black owned brew, or am I drinking something that's been marketed toward my demographic?
I love it. It's very, very educational, like you said, and you learn so many different things that you weren't even thinking about. And you're like, yeah, America, racism. It's amazing.
I mean, I don't know if it's as bad as the UK with, you know, Meghan putting in, right. But
security. Yeah.
That's something.
None, Dev. How about that? None. You call for security, they say nope, not going.
Nope. To go.
Shout out to Tyler Perry.
Not for your guy.
Shout out to Tyler Perry.
Right.
Protecting a prince.
Right. His movies look cheap, but
he got the money. Dude. Yeah. Yes, and he definitely got enough dude. Security to protect the royalty.
Uh-huh. I'm just joking, Tyler. I'm just joking. Yeah. I love your movies.
Right. You're more than welcome to come on the show and discuss them.
Uh-oh. Not now.
Absolutely. You know, I'm just joking. It's just comedy. All right. Any more questions for Mina?
No.
Mina, is there anything else that you want to say or get out there? Let everybody else know.
Keep up with the website. Follow our social media, Fernway BG. We're definitely, you know, on the right track, and we're preparing to launch. And it's an exciting journey.
Mm-hmm.
One that's I'm going to make with like-minded individuals, and the fact that we're here in these spaces, like, let's make.
Oh yeah,
let's yeah, that's for sure.
Now, when I come out to Cali, I got to make sure I look up the find me.
We're in America, man. We're in America. We're in America.
Fienve.
I want to say it correctly.
It's Fenvi.
Fenvi.
Fienvi. It's Fernway. It is Fernway.
Yeah, just go with Fernway.
Fernway Beer Garden.
I'm gonna get it one. I'm gonna get it one day. I'm gonna say it correctly.
When you come by and we've had enough to
fun
drink.
By.
There it is.
Fenvi. Fenvi. Has anybody said it right? Has anybody said it right, Mina?
She just said Fenvi, and you just said Fenvi. You said exactly wrong when she said it.
Fenvi. Listen, right. When have I ever said them correctly? I don't say nothing. don't act like I say them right all the time. That's Devin's job.
Yeah, thank you.
You are, especially the German.
Yeah, especially German. You are a German guy on the
y'all just gave me that smoke beer that one time, and I had to make sure I was, you know,
and it was right on, yo. It was right on. It was no better version than that. So
I forget it. I can't say that. I can recognize it.
Rush, something like that.
I think I still got some of that Rush beer too.
Yeah,
it was good. I like that. I like that smoke beer. You ever had smoke beer, Mina?
I think I have.
I only had it that one time. That one time we had it. Yeah, it was interesting.
That liquid smoke. Keep that.
You ain't like it, man. You ain't like it.
That's not liquid smoke. That's real. Smoke.
That was real. That was real. That was real smoke from the char.
Yeah, that's real smart.
Yeah, I remember because I didn't like. I took a sip and was like, "No, hell no, I'm not doing that." It was in Cologne, Germany, and like, guy was like, "Oh no, you need to have this. It's traditional."
That Roche beer, you can keep that Roche beer.
I didn't mind it. It tastes like a cookout. It tastes like a barbecue in my mouth.
Exactly. That's exactly what it tastes like, Rob.
If I want a barbecue in my mouth, I'm going to
eat some barbecue.
Eat some ribs and pair it with a regular ale.
Sometimes you can't be at the barbecue. When you can't be at the barbecue, drink some Roush beer. Roush.
Pass me another other Roush. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we want to thanks again, Mina, for coming on and telling us all about Fernway.
Thank you so much, Mina. I appreciate you.
Send our best regards to Jada, who couldn't be with us today. I'm sure she would have had just as much fun, if not more.
Can I ask one more question? This is in the vein of Devin. Devin, you always ask this question. Is there anybody else behind the company besides the two of you guys, or is it just a two woman? Program right now?
It's a two-woman program. I mean, we have friends that are lawyers that help us in that capacity, legal contract. But yeah, no, it's a two-woman program.
Awesome.
Right.
Cool.
Right. They got Michelle on deck on the side. You said that.
Right. Yeah. I knew we had a lawyer, Michelle, on deck.
Okay.
I just wondered if anybody else. Yeah, for sure. Well, if you ever need help with anything, you know, let Bruise and Banter know.
We will do our best. Thank you guys.
Now, I know you already had said where they could find you. Could you tell them one more time?
Yep. You can find us. IG is Fernway BG. On Facebook, our Facebook page is also Fernway BG. And you can also check us out on our website, fernwaybg.com.
And one last time, how do you pronounce it the correct way?
Fanvi.
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 There you go, ladies and gentlemen. She just said it the first. I don't think either. No.
I just said it. Fanvi. She just. Fanvi.
Tried.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, see?
Bang. Yeah, there you go, Rob. She said yes. She said yeah. Good. Good job. Good job.
Fanvi. Fancy. I'm going to say fancy.
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 That's wrong. That's beer garden. Wrong, sir.
Fancy beer garden.
All right. Where can they find you?
You can find Dev Drinks Craft Brew on Instagram. Ask about me.
It's his turn now, Rob. Yeah. For a couple weeks till they get used to it. Oh, yeah, you can just find me. I introduced myself. I'm Lou Belgium.
Yeah.
You can find me on them Instagrams, because guess what? I'm on them Instagrams.
I got distracted.
You did. It's cadet.
No, somebody was talking to me. My wife was talking to me.
Hi, Erica.
You can find
he's got headphones on.
You can find Bruising Banter Podcast at Bruising Banter Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also listen to the podcast on Amazon Music, Google Music, anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can also say, hey, Alexa, play Bruising Banter, because we are on Amazon Music as well. You can also watch us on YouTube and on Facebook. Remember to smash that like button on YouTube.
Smash. Subscribe. Mina, subscribe. Get Jada to subscribe.
I'm subscribed on YouTube, but I didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah, subscribe on YouTube. Tell Michelle to subscribe on YouTube too. Tell me, is the more the merrier. The more the merrier.
Yeah.
Right. And as always, remember to rate and review on the podcast. You can go to www.bruisingbanter if you want some of that fire merch from Bruising Banter. I don't know if it's merch.
Nah, man, it's fire.
It's fire merch.
Because it's our logo. It's coming. It's getting better and better as we go. If you want to follow me, there it is, Rob Stay Bruising on IG. Thrill to Yoda. He ain't here, but you can follow him at Thrill to Yoda.
Yeah. Follow him if you like.
That's easy as well. This has been episode 111.
111.
A Bruising Banter Podcast. Until next time.
Have a good week, everyone.
Yeah, sign us off, Rob, with some good music. Hey. Whoa.
Hey. Hey. Oh, what's next? Yeah. What's next? What's next?
I'm making a change today.
DJ, DJ, DJ Rob,
taking
Rob,
the pain away. I'm just giving the chain away. That's kind of like giving the pain away. What's wrong with you? I sit in the